Good morning and welcome to the Health Matters Radio Show. It's Monday, it's the 13th of August 2018. We're going to go on today to our special guest interview with Alison Marsden and Caroline Aldiss from Gardening for the Mind. Good morning, Caroline. Good morning, Alison. How are you this morning?
Morning.
Hello. Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Fantastic. It's great to have you on the show this morning. So, Caroline, we'll start with you. Give listeners a bit of background as to your journey that's taken you to where you are now.
Well, I've been a therapist now for 16 years and started off as a reflexologist. And I found that when clients were coming to see me, I was helping them feel relaxed and calm. In fact, my nickname where I work at a school is Calming Caroline. I was also being counselling them with all their issues. And that led me into becoming really interested in the mind, fascinated with how the mind works. Mm. Personally, I got into mindfulness with illness myself, and I was suffering from shingles, which was a really sort of stressful condition. Mm. And so I did an 8-week course, which really helped me manage that pain. And the thing with mindfulness is it's about being in the present moment. It's about being aware, and it really helped me manage that pain. That led me on to becoming a mindfulness facilitator 4 years ago, and that was really life-changing. So now I integrate that into my daily life. And I met Alison while we were on a network course.
Okay.
And we had a light bulb moment.
We did.
So we'll go on to Alison now.
So Alison, good morning. Let's talk about your background and how you complement Caroline.
I worked in IT project management for a long time. That was at a time when it was seen to be quite normal for everybody who reached a senior position to, quote, go off on their stress break. Very little awareness at the time of that may be to do with mental health. Like many people, I was a keen gardener at home all my adult life. I'd already done some gardening qualifications because I like to learn and do stuff properly rather than trial and error. And eventually I decided I would help other people to become more confident gardeners. So for 10 years, I've been a gardening advisor, tutor, doing some talks and teaching. I did some outreach teaching for Kent Adult Education Services. They asked me to go and run a few sessions for West Kent Mine. That was my first introduction to gardening and mental health and well-being. And it all sort of chimed in with comments I'd had from clients and students about the garden being a sanctuary or getting us away from the stresses of the work by going to their allotment at the weekend. So I began to look more into this and discover that it was a thing and you can be trained and people run projects. So I became qualified also in social and therapeutic horticulture, which I talk about as gardening for well-being. And then I met Caroline and she talked about mindfulness and I talked about gardening for well-being. And, yeah, there was one of those moments when you suddenly realise you're really saying the same thing.
Mm. There is a huge connection there, isn't there?
Yeah, to do with being outside and nature and connected us with nature. And gardening can be a little bit stressy. If you don't like mowing the lawn, then I suppose that could be a stressy activity. In which case, I would say to you, get rid of the lawn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get the garden. Get the garden you want, and then you'll be happy in it. But things like some of the activities are very slow, weeding and planting and sowing. You can use them as a mindful activity, and that's what we worked out. I on one of Caroline's mindfulness
meditation, and after my meditation class, we went out on a mindful walk, and I was talking about looking and stopping and pausing and breathing and just noticing the trees and the leaves, the colour, and just when I was talking about the leaves shedding from the tree, Alison just said, "Oh, That was just such a light bulb moment."
Yes, I talk about that when I talk about gardening for well-being. We were using a lot of the same analogies, and the sowing and the planting and the nurturing. And suddenly we just looked at each other and thought, you know what? There's a real blend here that would enhance both sides. Yeah. So, and we came up with gardening for the mind.
Yeah, there is a real synergy there, isn't there?
There is when you think about it. I think initially it seems a bit odd.
Yeah.
And there is a real synergy, particularly with the outdoor mindfulness that Caroline was specialising in.
Yeah.
And what we discovered on our first course that just happened very naturally, the group that we were with when we were outside and we were doing the mindful movement exercises, which is very gentle movement. So really, so even if you've got a bit of arthritis, you can do these wonderfully gentle movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went specifically into doing movements for the hands and really strengthening their hands. And they really found that useful, so that when you're gardening, you're just taking moments to pause, really appreciate what is around you, the smells, the sounds, and really just tuning in, taking a moment to think about their health and to appreciate and just being. Stepping out of the doing and just being in that moment.
And it is interesting because, you know, people do relate gardening to de-stressing, but I think they do it very subconsciously. But when you go out gardening, if you're consciously conscious about what you're doing and the benefits to the mind, I think you can get more from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's interesting now is that gardening is one of what they call the green care therapies. Quite a lot of reports being issued, including one in 2016, I think, by Natural England, the government, looking at the value of green spaces and exercise outside, but also gardening actually can be used as a practical therapy. It's a whole scale from people gardening at home and having a calm moment outdoors away from the family and the dog and the washing up or their work, right through to very organised projects from people trained and qualified in social and therapeutic horticulture, helping organisations and people who have many of the much more severe mental health and support needs that Neil, you were talking about earlier on.
Mindfulness is a journey for everybody, and we create with our workshops just a supportive space.
It is, and it's helping people who may have very good mental health to support it.
Mm.
You don't have to have mental health difficulties to want to look after your mental health. If you have good health,
I agree completely.
Same as physical health, you know, you look after yourself.
Yeah.
And daily mindfulness and daily mindful activity is a really important way of maintaining good mental health or improving it.
Mm.
And I suppose in the workshops we're showing people how gardening can become that everyday mindful activity.
And also, when you're doing gardening, you're outdoors, you're connecting with nature, and it's about that connection. And once you have that sort of those moments of awareness, that is the first step to change. And so we also do a little bit of meditation where they just are able just to meditate in a quiet space and reflect on their intention for change. And that's not a goal for the future, but it's just about being in the here and now.
Let's talk more about the workshops and the sorts of people that maybe specifically you're looking for that might be interested in coming onto the workshops, where they will be running as well.
Okay. Well, they really are a unique workshop. They're blending the well-being benefits of gardening that we've already discussed and mindfulness.
So there's a mixture then of meditation. We start out with a meditation and sowing the seeds of intent. That's what Caroline leads that.
Yeah.
A little bit of background on how gardening can support mental health. Sometimes, as we've said before, there's an intuitive part to that, but also explaining to people how they can choose activities and make it work for them depending on how they're feeling. And then we do some mindful movement and we actually do some gardening. I mean, tabletop, it's not out there digging my allotment. We're not taking people out to do that, but usually planting up, getting your hands into the compost, feeling the compost, planting, potting up, choosing plants. Sometimes they're scented or different colours. So actually going home with some sort of planter that people have potted up themselves, taking it away, and then wrapping that up with another sort of meditation to close at the end.
Yeah, and it is a lot of it. Our first workshop, we focused on self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about integrating, sowing the seeds of self-care, and I give exercises for people just to reflect and really just come up with their own self-care plan to take away with them that's easy to integrate into their daily life. So it really is an invitation to learn how to switch off and to be mindful and meditate those moments in that day.
so people can take that away and then continue doing that at home. I mean, each of the workshops we run has a slightly different focus, so it's not a one-off. People can come to more than one.
Yeah.
And we focus the activity and the mindful thoughts on seasonal topics.
I just want to mention, because you talked about sort of anxiety and stress, just 10 minutes of meditation a day makes a huge difference. And mindfulness is a proven method. It's recognised by NICE guidelines as a proven method for depression, anxiety and stress, and to manage chronic pain.
And actually, it's even better if that 10 minutes is out in a green environment.
Yeah.
Again, there was some research done, and they did some testing with people sitting in a green environment, just being mildly distracted by listening to the birds and looking at the trees. And they compared then people's measured stress and anxiety levels to a sort of control group who I think had been sitting in a car park for the same 10-minute period. And I don't think it will surprise anybody to know that the people in the green environment de-stress an awful lot more than the folks sitting in the car park.
So your workshop, you've got one coming up in September?
We have, yes, Thursday, September the 6th,
mm-hmm.
and that is in Blackham Village Hall, in the wilds of Blackham.
Well, it's actually just outside Tunbridge Wells, to be fair. Yeah. It's not that wild.
But it is beautiful.
And there's an outdoor space. If it's not raining, we'll be outside.
And yes. The one in October?
The one in October.
The date to be confirmed, but we are both based around Tunbridge Wells, so we're talking about West Kent locations.
Fantastic. We're also both going to be promoting our Gardening for the Mind workshops at a Thrive weekend in Southborough, and that's on the 29th and 30th of September.
Okay.
And that's just outside Southborough.
Yeah, it's called the Discovery Health Discovery Weekend. We're not running it, but we will be there
along with a lot of other
health and well-being folks.
Brilliant, fantastic. So, if listeners want to make contact with you,
For Gardening for the Mind, we have a brand new Facebook page, which is Gardening for Mind, Body, Soul.
Okay.
On Facebook. We each have websites as well.
Yes, and my business is called The Right Foot Forward, and you can contact me on cw@carolinewright.co.uk or my website is therightfootforward.co.uk.
And that's right with a W.
It is.
My business is called Gardening by Design. gardeningbydesign.co.uk. Again, it's all one word, so Gardening by Design all run together .co.uk, and all my contact details are on there. I would love to hear from people.
Excellent. And I'll put your details up on the show's Facebook page a bit later too. But Caroline, Alison, it's been fantastic to have you on the show this morning. I can see a huge value in the services that you offer, so I wish you the very best for the future. I think you'll be very successful.
Thank you very much indeed.
It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you.